Hey everybody, it's July 8th. Welcome to Pray Today, and I'm so glad you're doing this with me today. If you open up your Bible to the 8th chapter of Proverbs, and then you just start reading in it without really knowing what it's about, there's a good reason why they put those little subtitles in our Bible so we can kind of know what it's talking about. I want to read the 17th through the 21st verse with you today. And here's what it says. It says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Now, just starting right there, doesn't it seem like this is God saying something to us? That's not what this is about. This whole chapter is about wisdom. It starts out in chapter 8 saying, Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? And then the whole chapter is about wisdom. So if we just open our Bible and we don't know the context of what we're reading, it's really easy to misquote the Bible. Because when we read, I love those who love me and those who seek me find me. Now, those are biblical truths, but this is talking about wisdom. Let me finish these few verses here, 17 to 21. Think about this in terms of wisdom. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Now, looking at this in terms of wisdom, verse 19, I want to go back to that. We're talking about godly wisdom. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. Now, we talked early on this month about how much Proverbs talks about wisdom, and it's a book of wisdom. It's called a book of wisdom. And this talks specifically about the value of wisdom. How valuable is it for us to have godly wisdom, to make decisions with godly wisdom? Well, it says here that the fruit of wisdom, godly wisdom, is better than fine gold. Now, gold is so valuable everywhere across the world. Gold is a symbol of value, of pricelessness, of something that is seen as valuable all over the world. But wisdom, godly wisdom, is more productive than even gold. And so I want to pause today and I want to pray with you about godly wisdom in this entire day, in everything we do today, in everything we think today, everything we say today, that God would give us the gift of His wisdom. Father, there are people hearing this prayer right now that feel like they're not very wise. There are people here who feel like they're very wise, who may have earthly knowledge, but not your wisdom. Father, there are people listening to this today who have been blessed with your wisdom because they have sought specifically not wisdom of this world, but wisdom of their God. God, we will go into situations today, every one of us, where godly wisdom is needed. For some of us, it will be in the way that we are tempted to respond when someone says something that we deem is out of line. For some of us, it will be with a business transaction that we will be tempted to do something that is unwise. For others of us, it will be in decisions we make regarding the people we spend time with today, the people we talk to, the decisions that we make today. And Lord, my prayer for all of us is that we would enter this day with godly wisdom, that your wisdom would guide everything we do. Lord, that when we lay our head down tonight, that we would know that you have guided us with your wisdom. No matter what this day brings, the challenges and the blessings and everything in between that's just mundane. Lord, may we look back at the end of this day and know that your wisdom is in us and that we made use of your valuable wisdom. Continue to build your wisdom in us, Lord. Thank you. We want to represent you well. In Jesus' name, amen.